crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Gold records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, this is the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am what I play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go ahead, dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, get well wishes for a rock icon, remembering one of the sweetest voices of 60s soul, and a salute to the multi-award-winning comedian, film and stage director who helped shape the 60s revolution with insightful wit, Mike Nichols, who died Thursday at age 83. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone. Streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence.
From the soundtrack of the groundbreaking 1967 film classic The Graduate, that's the lesser-heard acoustic version of Simon and Garfunkel's Sounds of Silence. The innovative use of their music as a storytelling element in that film was just one of the many brilliant brushstrokes from the palette of Mike Nichols. The writer, comic, and director who won Oscars, Tonys, and Emmys has died at age 83. But before the searing cinema achievement of The Graduate, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, Catch-22, and Silkwood, before the Broadway smashes The Odd Couple, Barefoot in the Park, and Spamalot, before the epic TV series Angels in America, Mike Nichols made records. Tight, droll, incisive, hilarious comedy records, along with his impeccable partner, Elaine May, as they honed on their long-running radio show. And from their Mercury LP, Nichols and May Examine Doctors, here's a skit called A Little More Gauze, which finds a surgeon and a nurse in an uncompromising position in the operating room.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Gauze.
Gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
More gauze.
A little more gauze.
We don't have any more gauze.
That's all the gauze?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. We had a small roll of gauze.
Give me a sponge.
Sponge.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
We have a suture.
Edith.
Yes?
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
You have the sponge.
Give me another sponge. I want
you
two
have
sponges.
All the sponges.
I have two sponges.
We don't. We only had two sponges.
Edith, this is terrible when we wrangle this way.
But
why do you avoid me?
We have two sponges.
Why do you avoid me in the hall?
I don't avoid you in the hall.
You turned your back at the coffee machine.
I didn't turn my back.
You deliberately turned your back.
Excuse me, the oxygen is failing.
Edith, don't change the subject.
But it's failing.
Well, turn it up.
Well, I'm trying to.
Is there somebody else?
Is there something you'd like? A suture? Sponge? Something?
Is there somebody else?
I don't care to discuss it now,
thank you. It's Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't care to talk about it.
I saw you in the cafeteria.
I just don't care to talk about it, Dr. Harris. Now, would you like anything else? Otherwise, I'd like to go.
Go in the middle of an operation?
Well, I have nothing else to hand you. You've got it all in the patient.
Edith, what have I done to hurt you this way?
You haven't done anything to hurt me. I just wish you wouldn't badger me.
Badger you?
I need time to think. I told you that before.
I don't know you like this. You're cold. You're diffident.
Because you badger me.
I haven't badgered
You're
you.
You're only making me run away.
Is it badgering you to tell you I love you? Is that badgering you?
Please do not tell me over and over in the cafeteria and operations.
All right, I'm sorry. Give me a needle.
Needle.
Thread.
Would you like me to thread the needle?
I don't even know what I'm doing. Yes, thread it, please.
All right. Catgut?
Yes.
Cheer up. Come on, I have a little joke for you. Knock, knock.
Oh.
Come on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Catgut.
Catgut who?
Catgut your tongue? Oh, come on.
Edith, why are you torturing me?
I'm not. I was trying to cheer you up.
Well, there's only one way you can cheer me up, and that's to say yes.
Please, please, Dr. Harris, not now. This is how you drive me away every time.
Put your finger on this knot, please.
All right, but don't do anything funny.
I'm not doing anything funny. I'm sewing up the patient.
All
now
right.
It's you who starts these
all
things.
All right, all right.
Oh, I do love you so.
Oh, please, please, let go of my finger. I knew you were going to do this.
Please, no, don't pull back. I do. I love you. I love you.
Let go of my finger.
Don't pull back. You're pulling the stick.
Please, Dr. Harris, stop.
Edith, it is Pinsky, isn't it?
I don't want to talk about it now,
it's
please.
It's very important to me to know whether it's Pinsky or not.
Give me time to check. Now the oxygen is failing again.
Let it fail. I'm sick of this torture.
Please, so, Dr. Harris, everyone is looking at you.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes.
Dr. Harris, you're being impossible.
I'm not going to finish this operation unless you say yes, Edith.
Dr. Harris, this patient will die.
I've been tortured long enough. Yes or no, which is it going to be?
This is absolute blackmail.
I don't care. I don't care what lengths I go to anymore. All is fair and all that.
Dr. Harris, you're a doctor. A doctor. Doesn't that mean anything to you,
yes,
a surgeon?
I'm a doctor, Edith, but I'm a man also, and I will not go on with this operation until you give me your answer, and it better be yes.
I have no choice. Yes.
All right, then. Clamp, darling.
Thank you.
Jazz composer Dave Grusin's incidental music for the soundtrack of The Graduate evoked two great Simon and Garfunkel records in that piece. Mike Nichols' The Graduate used their music in an innovative way and gave Columbia Records an excuse to re-release a few popular titles. From the original Mono 45, here's the evocative Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, sparrow and snow crested brown. Without no seam or needles, there goes the child of the mountain. She'll be a true love of sleeps mine. Strands and polishes a gun, and she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and generals born in the soldiers to kill. And
throw
is the word for poor Bono. Get well wishes for the U2 frontman who took a spill off his bike in Central Park last Sunday and suffered more damage than was first reported. Extensive surgery to repair a broken arm, finger, shoulder blade, and eye socket will sideline Bono just as new U2 music and a tour were set to roll. The most interesting female human being on the planet? The award goes to Joni Mitchell, who repackages some of her greatest songs and celebrates a November birthday. And with extensive interviews for this project, she is as fascinating as ever. Seek out her lengthy recollection of the circumstances surrounding the song Carrie from her 1971 confessional album classic, Blue.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, I've got beach tar on my feet, and I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cage. Around for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Starry dawn, and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle of moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cage. Put on some silk.
I'll put on some silk.
You're a mean old daddy, but I like you. The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne.
Thank you. here we go.
Coming at ya.
Tell everyone that I am sorry, truly sorry, for all of the wrongs I done. I never meant to hurt nobody, no. Lord, I never wanna do no wrong. Again.
Todd Rundgren's Something Anything divided the four album sides into little suites of songs, and Record 2 Side 2 began with that raw recording of Tom's early band in 1966, Ripping Through Money and Messing with the Kid, followed by his own song Dust in the Wind. On 1981's Short Back and Sides, Ian Hunter was produced by Todd on one track called I Need Your Love, and he's backed by Mick and Topper from The Clash throughout the record, and on this song by his guitarist Mick Ronson's toddler, a little three-year-old named Lisa.
That's all right. And that's okay.
trouble now. Poison in the juice carafe, we drank until our thirst ran out. Oh no, we're in some trouble now. Everyone wants to be a perpetual motion machine. We all try harder as the days run out. We all try harder as the days run out. We all try harder.
Try and understand your man the best you can.
done with the gun across the great divide. Just grab your hat and take that ride. Get yourself a bride and bring your children down to the riverside.
The Band's opening cut for their 1969 self-titled album, and Across the Great Divide. It fit like a glove with Modest Mouse's 2009 track, Perpetual Motion Machine. The Band and Bob Dylan are almost synonymous.
Why don't you shut it off and I'll see how it's recording.
And a revisiting of their most legendary collaboration has yielded some fine results. The New Basement Tapes is a group of contemporary musicians putting previously unpublished Bob Dylan lyrics from that 1967 encampment with the Band to original new music. Marcus Mumford scores with this song, Kansas City. Now, it's not played from an LP, but it is inspired by one of the most famous ever.
I listen to you time and time again, while you tell me just what's right. And you tell me a thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else in the night. Going back to Kansas City. And I love you to tears, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? Singing the same old song. I'm going back to Kansas City. And you call me to come, and then I do. Then you say you made some mistake. You invite me into your house, you say you gotta pay for what you break. Going back to Kansas City. And I love you dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you dear, but just how long can I keep singing?
out all night long. She made me cry, she done me wrong. She hurt my eyes open, that's no lie. Tables turning now, her turn to cry.
This land of broken dreams, I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion, filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed?
Becomes of the broken hearted who had love.
The Vinyl Experience. Remembering soul legend Jimmy Ruffin, who has died at age 78. That was his greatest hit, 1966's What Becomes of the Brokenhearted. Always in the shadow of his brother David, who was chosen for the Temptations over Jimmy, he had a tough row to hoe as a solo act on Motown amid superstars like Marvin, Stevie, and Smokey. But that song remains one of Motown's indelible one-off hits from their glorious mid-60s stable. Finally, here's another snippet of hilarious life captured by Mike Nichols and Elaine May. This time, a wrong number inches toward a romantic encounter in the skit, It's Not Nancy.
No, it isn't. I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Is this Rector 44445?
No, it isn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. But don't hang up.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. You sound very nice.
Thank you. You've got the wrong number. Why don't you try dialing again?
Well, what number is this?
This is not Rector 4445, whatever you said it was.
I don't understand, because I am dialing Rector 44445.
Why don't you call the operator? What a wonderful idea that might be.
Well, now, then, listen, don't get angry.
I'm not angry.
What number is this?
This is not Rector 44445.
Yeah, but I didn't say what it was, and I said, what is it?
Well, it isn't what you want.
Well, we don't know that.
Yes, we do. We know that very well. I know that. Now, I'd like you to know it, too, and then we can know it. It'll be a secret that we share.
What do you look like?
I'm very beautiful.
Well, you don't sound like you're very busy right now.
Yes, I'm not very busy. I have nothing at all to do.
Well, maybe you'd like to make a new friend.
No, I don't think so. I have enough friends as it is. Too many.
Are you sure?
Quite positive.
Well, aren't you even curious about me?
No, not at all.
But listen, this might be the big thing in your life.
Yes, it might. What a pity, because I'm going to have to miss it.
But why don't you take a chance? Listen, why don't you let me come up and you take a look at me? And if you don't like me, you can just slam the door in my face. Now, that's a deal.
It's not necessary. I don't like you from talking to you.
Well, then why haven't you hung up?
Oh, what a good idea.
Less morning sun. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey.
And that's The Vinyl Experience. The original 45 of Mrs. Robinson and that unique single mix capturing a bit more of the jam at the end. It's a fitting way to round off a salute to Mike Nichols. Commissioned for The Graduate, that song captures the essence of the film, a lost age, and the brilliant man who shaped it into a rare example of iconic iconoclasm. More Vinyl Experience shows await your on-demand whims at prn.fm's archives and at rtds.ca. Please like and share The Vinyl Experience on Facebook and tweet about it, won't you? I'm Paul Cavalcante.